Hi, we're interrupting this music break to bring you a break to our break with Side Pocket. And Side Pocket, who do we have in the studio with us today?
Well, I would like to, if you could introduce yourself, sir, to the Wide World of Radio Statler.
So my name is Ben Cobb.
And I've heard that you have a very interesting announcement that a lot of people don't know about.
That's right.
With radio.
I'm from Washington, D.C., where I've covered the Federal Communications Commission as a trade journalist for 20-plus years.
Really?
And
Sounds rough.
It's a pretty bizarre experience. I did cover the FAA for several years, and the FAA is much stranger than the FCC. But that's another story. What I wanted to talk about, it should be of interest to people involved in wireless networking and radio in general. And this is really one of the wildest things I have ever seen come out of the FCC in many years. It's not an exaggeration.
Shoot.
The commission is creating a new citizens band radio service, CB radio service. They are really doing this.
Wasn't there like talk floating around that they were going to do it, and it was kind of like a running joke for a while?
Well, they've actually done this type of thing a few times, except that this new development is very, very different. The new service is at 3.5 gigahertz. That's 3,500 megahertz.
A lot of power.
Whereas CB, as we remember it from the 70s, well, people still use it, is 27 megahertz shortwave, high end of the shortwave band. This new service is well into the microwave spectrum at 3.5 gigahertz, so 100 megahertz wide band, and they are planning, or they're proposing to add on top of that possibly another 50 to 100 megahertz. So what is this? Where did it come from? What's it for? This is not somebody's just good idea that they proposed to the FCC, and like any idea like this, the government will chew on it for years, and then it sort of disappears. This is actually very different. This idea came from a presidential commission. A presidential commission called PCAST, I forget what it stands for, President's Advisory Commission on Spectrum or something, where the charge the president gave to this Blue Ribbon Committee was find more radio spectrum for the burgeoning world of wireless in the U.S. There are more smartphones than there are people. Wi-Fi is exploding. There's so much use of wireless, and we're running out of frequencies, running out of spectrum.
Right, because like everyone not just has cell phones, they have multiple cell phones and netbooks and everything.
That's right.
So that's one of the reasons why we used to have good servers, now we don't, because there's so many conflicting signals now.
So the charge given was find a new way. And what this commission recommended is very, very closely what the FCC is doing. What the commission recommended, or the Blue Ribbon Committee, is that we take spectrum that is set aside for federal agency use, especially military use, make it available for general public use. This is a radical idea and very much resisted in some quarters.
I haven't seen something like, it's so weird to see like the United States government do something positive on committee. The last time they did this was opening up ARPANET from private universities to everyone
ago.
Else, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of good things came out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe something good will come out of this.
Radio Statler.
The actual spectrum involved in this 3.5 gigahertz band is used by Navy radars along the coasts of the U.S. But it is believed that with the technology that the PCAST, this committee, has prescribed, that will not be a major interference issue. I'm simplifying this a little bit because I want to get to exactly what this is.
Okay.
So this is a service, which means it's a category of use, and it's called the Citizens Broadband Radio Service. And essentially, it's kind of an exploded Wi-Fi. It will enable both commercial wireless carriers to provide broadband wireless ISP type of service across the country in new spectrum, but it will also allow unlicensed general public CB users to share the same spectrum and set up community networks, their own wireless ISPs, whether commercial or non-commercial, and there's no restriction on content. The FCC specifically said they can provide any communications service for any use.
How is this not front page news?
Well, this is hard to understand,
mm-hmm.
and it's new. Ars Technica had something on it, and in the trades, where I am in D.C., the trade publications that cover FCC are slowly getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very complex. But I'll tell you something. Who are the major companies piling in on this? Microsoft,
right.
and Google.
Google
and Microsoft are huge on this. They are trying very heavily to influence the commission's direction. AT&T, Qualcomm, Alcatel-Lucent, a lot of the major players in the wireless chipset mm-hmm. business, as well as communication carriers, are working very heavily to influence the direction that this takes at the FCC. So the Presidential Commission recommended more sharing between the general public and military
spectrum. Right, that's what we want.
And then in December of 2012, the FCC took that recommendation and turned it into a formal proposal. So then all during 2013, the proposal was further developed. The FCC held public workshops on this subject. Again, they rarely do this. Usually they take years and years to just study
right.
these technical...
like Congress.
this train is leaving the station.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, they came out with what's called an FNPRM, a Further Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, which contained the specific technical specifications that user devices and any operators in this service would follow.
Right.
So it's moving with light speed as these things go in a federal agency. So it's completely left to the imagination what it would be used for. The wireless carriers want to use this to provide more wireless internet service.
Right.
However,
which we desperately need in this country compared to everyone else.
That's right. And what's different about it, though, is that the FCC has said anywhere these licensed carriers mm-hmm. who are going to be bidding at auction for their licenses,
right.
anywhere that they may not exist or where they are not using the frequencies, the general public can use them without paying anything.
Holy crap.
Right. So these two categories of users are called PAL, Priority Access License, which is businesses that want to get into the wireless ISP, wireless broadband business,
mm-hmm.
and that if there are competing applications in any geographic area, then they go to auction.
Right.
Okay. Then the other class is called GAA, which stands for General Authorized Access. The big telcos and wireless carriers are pushing for the license, okay, because the license is an asset. It's a very costly and valuable asset.
That they'd like to control, yes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But interestingly enough, one of the strongest pushes on the unlicensed GAA is Microsoft. Microsoft is very big on that. Now,
really?
here's another interesting aspect to this.
Okay.
All of these systems, whether they're from the licensed carrier where you're paying a fee for wireless internet service,
right.
or something that you and your community set up, or you and your school, or you and your group set up to provide wireless
or
service.
Or maybe Statler can actually have its
sure.
own shortwave
exactly.
signal if we get around New York's
to
problems.
To your own indoor or facility or your block or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
The actual frequencies you operate on will be dynamic, which means they will be chosen in real time. Based on interference considerations in that area. So if this group is using it over here, you'll be assigned a frequency that doesn't interfere with them. If they are not using it, you might be assigned their frequency.
And it dynamically shifts so nothing conflicts.
Exactly right. And this dynamic shifting is done by a third party. So these are all connected to a third party provider that monitors the frequency use in all the areas. And that's a business Google wants to get into. And that's one reason why Google is pushing hard on that.
So Google wants to be that third party.
Exactly right. The third party is called SASA, which stands for Spectrum Access System Administrator. What's fascinating about it is that even with all of, you know, the FCC has what's sometimes called regulatory capture,
yeah.
which means they're captured by the industries they regulate.
Right.
But in this case, the commission believes, and they've really said this very clearly, that the general public should be allowed to use it regardless of who's bid millions of dollars for licenses. And this is where CB comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Citizens Band Radio is legally and technically not unlicensed. It's just that you don't get an individual license document,
right,
like you would if you're a radio amateur.
Right.
Ham radio operators get they take a test, they get an individual license.
Which you can do here on Sunday, I believe, in the morning.
Yes, you can. People are doing that. I got my license here at Hope, passed the test 2 years ago.
Awesome.
Or 2010, it was. It was a great day. It's very 750 questions. It was a very difficult test to study for. But anyway, but legally, CB actually is, it's in a kind of a gray area, but it is technically considered licensed. But in practice, nobody has a CB license. So it's like, it's pretty much unlicensed.
Hand them out like candy.
That's right. So, and amazingly, the FCC wants to keep that. And make that real for this new service.
Now, is the FCC allowing it because there's like new management FCC? Have they just changed their internal policies over time? Has there been like external pressure in order to be more open like this?
It's a wonderful question. To be brief, I would answer with 2 points. One is, these kinds of things have a lot to do with who is in the White House.
Mm.
Example, low power FM. You know, there's low power FM stations around the country,
right,
operated by community groups,
New Jersey,
and churches,
yeah,
and all that stuff. Okay. That was resisted for years when the Republicans were in the White House, because the president of the U.S. gets to choose who is the chairman of the FCC.
Right.
And the chairman of the FCC has total control, essentially, over the
Right, they're essentially
agenda.
Like czars.
So they were, you know, there was this idea, low-power FM. You know, it was technically possible. People had been asking the FCC to, look, we'd like to have our own radio station in our community, and we don't have millions of dollars to buy some 100,000-watt FM station. Can't we have a 10-watt or 100-watt station just to cover our community? Mm-hmm. And year after year after year, the FCC would say, no.
I remember all that. We were talking about that last
right.
time.
Right. Well, in fact, some bright engineers and people got together and said, with modern tools for planning and engineering, this is possible.
Right.
Okay, so, but the commission kept saying no until there was a Democrat in the White House and a chairman of the FCC who said, you know, let's take another look at this. And
well, also to note, not to get too political, but yeah, there's a lot of things that have been kept status quo because the White House is the White House, but a more progressive systems were starting to come in place around 2012. So
yeah, there's a little bit of an opening for this kind of thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, there on the FCC, one of the commissioners,
right,
who was a steadfast and outspoken Republican,
yeah,
said, no, we're not going to give licenses for people to have their own radio stations. He said, if you want to broadcast, you want to communicate, use bulletins and flyers. Okay. Like, tell that to CBS Radio Network.
Right.
You know, they should use... No, you shouldn't have a license. You should have use bulletins. Of ridiculous.
Right.
But he was in the minority.
Right.
So it passed. We're in a similar situation today, but there's one additional point, and that is today there are groups like Public Knowledge,
mm-hmm,
EFF,
mm-hmm,
Free Press,
yep,
and groups of this type that are clearly convinced of the New America Foundation,
right,
convinced of the value of Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm,
which is an unlicensed type of thing, which has been a huge benefit to the public,
right,
and which was also resisted internally by the FCC for years,
mm-hmm,
another story. They are very strong on this concept.
Mm.
They want to see this happen.
Well, with everything else opening up in various technological avenues, it's almost like they have to at this point. There's like so much, despite things being more appified, in terms of mobile spaces, so many things have become freeware or open source. So people find, like, even with the iOSization of mobile devices, like, there's so many people I've had when I worked at the courthouse. I worked at the Bergen County Courthouse for 2 years. I had a guy who, like, he could not figure out how to turn his computer on, but he knew how to root his Atrix phone, because that's what was new at the time. So it's like we've gotten to the point where if they will still block it, they find a way. So it's almost like you say, like, was the FCC like kind of like giving up now, but in a good way?
It's taken. Snap a picture. Just having fun with this. it's generally a slow moving agency,
right?
But
glacially, I might add.
But the success of internet and the rise of startups,
right,
that have challenged the traditional companies, yeah, that have captured the FCC, yeah, like AT&T
and Generation Broadcast yourself, you know, which is where I'm at right now.
That's right, and very little regulation of internet radio, mm-hmm, of course. So these things, I think, have made a big impact on the agency.
Right.
The there are really only two major controversies with regard to this CBRS, Citizens okay. Broadband Radio Service.
And then we're going to quickly ask if there's sure. any questions on IRC right now. If not, we'll have one final question, but go right ahead.
So one is this issue with the Navy radars.
Right.
So they're operating in the same frequency band, and so the question is what engineering will enable us to really blossom this wireless internet, new wireless internet
right,
service across
the powerful,
country.
It's powerful, but we can't rely on that alone.
The Navy radars are also quite powerful. However, they hop around in frequency, and on any given frequency, they're there only for a fraction of a second.
Because they're designed that way.
So it's believed that it is not really going to be a problem with this. So that's an open question. The other question is, are we going to preserve this citizen access, this free CBeat style access, or will it all be licensed auctions?
Yeah. Especially since, you know, like, while it seems like right now we're heading in a positive direction, that already Microsoft and Google are hopping onto it. It's kind of like reminds me like back in the day when YouTube was just complete, like, video, it was low grade, but complete video, no advertising, and now it's like completely backed up advertising. Everyone's in someone else's pocket. We don't want to see that turn out that way. So, but before I go into my last question, kind of feed that, do we have any questions on IRC or no?
So I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like there's anybody asking any questions.
Okay, it was still very interesting. I'm glad that we had you on. My main question is, you personally yourself, what would you like to see the result from this, like 5 years from now, best case scenario for you with this this new movement?
I think that CBRS will mean that getting your backhaul connection to the internet will be easier, better, cheaper, and maybe free, as opposed to the sometimes costly and difficult way of getting your local LAN back to the internet service provider. One of the questions is this going to be an access technology, which means will my smartphone, my tablet, my laptop, will they communicate directly with this new network, or will the network be used as backhaul, to connect the base stations back to the internet? The FCC says all of the above. Yeah, it's just amazing how they've thrown the door open for this thing. So I expect the final regulations to be ready for this about 1 year from now. Given the pace of movement. And so if you want to follow the development of this, you would want to remember the name of it and Google that name. And the name of it is Citizens Broadband Radio Service. Or you can check out my website, where I'll probably start posting stuff about it. Everybody's asking me about it.
And that website real quick
is www.kobb.bz. So my name is Bennett Z. Cobb with a K, and it's www.kobb.bz.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for having you on this program. This has been very interesting and enlightening. Like I said, we're going to cut back to music now. Stay tuned, because we will be having interviews out the day. We are hoping soon that we're going to have Andrew Yodler down, but we thought we'd like to interrupt this for this fantastic session. Once again, thank you for coming down to Radio Statler, and stay tuned for more awesome, unique content along the way.
Yeah.